was time for lunch. Ron's favorite place was Bob's Barbecue, north of town. Annette called ahead and reserved several tables. Several would be needed because the entourage was growing by the minute. Though he had only a few teeth left, and though it would otherwise have been difficult to eat with so many cameras in his face, Ron devoured a plateful of pork ribs and wanted more. Never one to savor his food, he did manage to savor the moment. He was polite to everyone, thanked all the strangers who stopped by to encourage him, hugged those who wanted a hug, chatted with every reporter who wanted a story. He and Dennis couldn't stop smiling, even with mouths full of barbecue. The day before, Jim Dwyer, a reporter for the New York Daily News, and Alexandra Pelosi of NBC's Dateline, drove to Purcell to find Glenn Gore and ask him some questions. Gore knew things were heating up over in Ada and that he was rapidly becoming the prime suspect, but remarkably, the prison staff did not. Gore heard that some out-of-towners were looking for him and assumed they were lawyers or law enforcement types, people he'd rather avoid. Around noon, he walked away from his job cleaning ditches in Purcell and escaped. He found some woods and walked several miles, then stumbled upon a highway and hitchhiked in the general direction of Ada. When Ron and Dennis heard of Gore's escape, they howled with laughter. He must be guilty. After a long lunch, the Fritz Williamson group drove to the lodge in Wintersmith Park in Ada for a press conference. Joined by their lawyers, Ron and Dennis sat behind a long table and faced the cameras. Scheck talked about the Innocence Project and its work to free those wrongly convicted. Mark Barrett was asked how the injustice occurred in the first place, and he gave a long history of the misguided prosecution, the 5-year delay, the lazy and suspicious police work, the snitches, the junk science. Most of the questions were directed at the two brand new exonerees. Dennis said he planned to leave Oklahoma, go back to Kansas City, and spend as much time as possible with Elizabeth. And in due course, he would figure out the rest of his life. Ron had no immediate plans, except to get out of Ada. Their panel was joined by Greg Wilhoit and Tim Durham, another Oklahoma exoneree from Tulsa. Tim spent 4 years in prison for a rape he did not commit before the Innocence Project secured his release with DNA testing.